One of the top 10 most influential men on the planet.
Hey, it's Jason Capital.
Jason Capital. He is the preeminent expert.
Jason Capital has been recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur by the White House.
There's very few people in the world like Jason Capital.
He gets right to the core.
It surrounds you with an energy unlike anything you've ever experienced.
There's a ton of value, but it's presented in a really consumable way.
In my definition, the way I describe freedom is getting what you want, when you want, with who you want.
This is pretty much just an awakening to the world.
Jason Capital.
Yo, welcome to today's Daily on Fancy. If you have a short attention span, get out! Just leave. You're not going to like it here. I love you, but you're not going to like it here because there's no Lamborghinis, there's no tits, there's no ass. I'm just going to be talking about things that actually grow businesses and make money, etc. In the time that I have. So I just got off a couple hours of Zoom calls. Good stuff with my team, just different huddles and things like that as we're going a lot of different things. I got a text. That's what I want to talk about. I got a text earlier today from a guy named Anton, who's awesome. And he was like, dude, that Elliot Hulse video you posted yesterday, the interview with him, he goes, it's amazing. That's so good. He said, that is what everyone wants to see from you. That's what they want to hear from you, Jason. They want to hear you talking about energy and human psychology and human behavior and things like that. And I hit him back. I was like, thanks, dude. And I was like, by the way, everyone is a generalization. See, the brain, our brain does three things specifically. Like if you look at every single cognitive bias, you can basically chunk them up into three categories. We delete, we distort, we generalize. We delete, meaning I'm looking at you here, but there's all this stuff behind me. My brain is deleting it right now. It's not actually seeing it. It's not aware of it. So we delete stuff from our reality. We distort, right? This is when you ever heard someone say we blow things out of proportion, right? That's what it means. We distort it. It was small, but we blew it out of proportion in our mind, not in reality. Cup is the same size as a cup no matter what, but in our mind, we might blow it out of proportion. Or that little interaction we have with someone, it was a here, but in our mind, we made it a this, right? We distort it, or we generalize, right? We take a drop of water and we assume we know the whole ocean when we don't. And I hit Anton back and right, and I said, you know, everyone is a generalization, meaning he was like, this is what everyone wants to see from you, when in reality, it's probably more like this is what he wants to see from me, and then maybe the core group of people around him who know me, that's what they want to see and hear from me as well. The truth is that, first of all, there is no everyone, right? That doesn't exist. I guarantee you, there's people who saw that video that I did with Elliot, and they're like, fuck these two guys. I hate them, right? And that's fine. They're allowed to have their opinion. So my point to you is, as entrepreneurs, as marketers, we always want to make sure we're not generalizing. We're not projecting what we believe is true for us is true for others. Marshall Silver has this great line where he says that, I believe that what you believe is true for... No, I fucked that up. He said, I know that what you believe to be true is true for you, right? Which is like another way of saying the confirmation bias. What you believe to be true is true for you, right? So we need to make sure that what we believe to be true for us, we don't make the disrespectful assumption of assuming that it's true for others. You may really, really like a red sweatshirt. That doesn't mean that your brother or your sister or someone else is going to want that. And when we are selling or marketing products or services, we need to make sure that we're not jamming down the marketplace's throat what we think is best. Because frankly, the person that matters, whose opinion matters most when you're selling something, is them. And typically they come into any sales process or on any landing page with pre-existing desires and pre-existing notions of what it is that they want. Our job is to serve that up to them, right? As a marketer, you want to be the genie. And the genie doesn't instruct desires, he satisfies them. So just something for you to think about and really just ask yourself, in what I'm selling and what I'm marketing, am I projecting what I think is best or what I think I would want or what I like the most onto my prospects or onto my customers? What is it that they want most right now? What would be a dream come true for them? How can I tweak or alter my deliverable or what I'm giving or offering to them so it matches what they want? Something for you to think about. Hopefully that gets, I just want to get some wheels turning for you. I want you thinking about how to do this, because you don't need to have a million years of experience to make money online or to start selling stuff. You have to get inside the head of your customer, of your prospect, and know where are they at, what are they thinking, what do they want, and then find the way to deliver that to them in the most friction-free way possible. All right, so nothing fucking fancy here. except for your beautiful face. And I'll see you soon. Peace.